agree that the light is, I don't know, I think maybe I've had one of those when I was a kid. I mean, before I knew anything about amateur radio, I was enthralled with radios. My dad kept a radio going all the time, and when it stopped working for him, he'd just get another old radio. You know, he had a bunch of them. And later on, I got to understand what a resistor is, a capacitor is, and, you know, all those dead bugs, you know, inside of a radio. I got familiar with those with my dad's old radios. You know, I'd repaired one. It was an All-American 5. I had, by that time, gotten a pretty good education on my own about what to do, what not to do, what to touch, and now what not to touch inside an All-American 5. You're familiar with that phrase, I'm sure. So I left it with him, and my sister, who remained in my hometown until she passed, she told me once, she says, you know, Dad keeps that radio. He keeps it by the chair, but he doesn't want to turn it on. I said, her name was Linda, but we called her Sam. I said, Sammy, how come Dad doesn't turn the radio on? I know it works. He says he doesn't want it to quit on him. You know, and I guess I'm complimented by that. I guess I should think that he treasured that he kept it close by. He had radios all around him. That man just loved to listen to. Well, now that we're here on this net, tonight was the swap net. I don't think I ever told you that my dad listened to a locally broadcast swap net every Saturday. It was an AM radio station. That particular radio station had, and he'd sit there with a pad, and he bought a few things from people that advertised on that swap net on commercial radio. Well, I'm glad I had a chance to tell you that. Yeah, we could talk all night. I know we could, but sometimes I feel guilty holding people. We'll have to get together face-to-face, and then it won't matter, will it? KK4JBQ, back to you, Gary.
In the same way, yeah, we get to talking, don't know when, hush. But it's all good. We'll get together face-to-face one of these days soon, and then it won't matter. We'll sit there and talk as long as we want to. But I'm glad your dad listened to a swap net. You know, I remember back, oh gosh, I don't know, it's been a lot of years ago, but I remember those old swap nets and things that on the AM radios, and people used to buy and sell and swap and trade all kinds of stuff on those things. And I don't know that I ever did it. I think my dad bought some stuff or swapped some stuff on the swap nets as well. But, gosh, that brings back some old memories about AM radios back then. Of course, we didn't have anything else to start with. You know, the FM came along, and we thought, man, this is fabulous, you know. And now they got all kinds of crazy things out there, but the AM radio was really nice and still is. Gets out a lot of times, and I can remember, the big powerful AM radio stations. You turn your little transistor on at night, and kind of put the earbud in your ear, you know, a little speaker, and plug it into the side of your radio, so the only one that could hear it was you. And listen to I listen to a lot of country music and that sort of thing. But and later in life, I listened to rock and roll and pop and all of that too. But grew up with the country music and the old bluegrass and that sort of thing. Enjoyed it thoroughly, but I'm sure you did too. But Larry, you and Miss Donna have a great day tomorrow. Got you something to look forward to, I guess. and y'all got something planned. Y'all have fun at it, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, young man. We will do it again. 73. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4DOS.
4DOS. Truck 4, Yankee, Kilo, X-ray, Gary, Lee, please. Negative and negative.
There is a voice from the past. KF4YKX, Mr. Gary over here in Easley. Hadn't heard you on the air in ages there, young man. I'm glad you're back on the air. I hope you're going to try to come in there and hang in there and be a regular with us. Gary, have you retired yet?
Yeah, we're doing pretty well. Just been busy out at the farm and such. But I need to slow down.
Man, it is so good to hear you. Don't sit down and do anything. Just keep busy. Of course, you know that. I don't have to tell you that. But it's good hearing you on the air. And again, come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. And it's good to hear you again. I hadn't heard you in a long time, but hopefully you'll come on back in and check in with us on a regular basis now that you're one of us old retired folks. That don't mean you got any time to do anything. It just means that you don't get a day off.
Understand that one. Hope y'all are doing well. You enjoy, and rest of the people on the net there, 73, KF4YKX.
Can talk to you later. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4DOS.
I wanted to ask you, I saw an item on the SwapNet list listed on the website. It was a Uniden scanner, one of the, I think it was a Trunk Tracker 4, and just wanted to find out if that was still available or if that has been sold or off the net.
Is this Braxton? Email, and I was contacting the lady that it belonged to her husband. He's a silent key now, and she lives over in Pickens, and I was trying to contact her earlier. I did not get an answer with her phone, but I left her a message, and I have not heard back to see if she still has that. I don't know if she's got it or not, to be honest with you. But I will find out, and I'll send you an email as soon as I know something.
I appreciate it. Hate to hear your silent key, but just let me know when you hear something, if you do. No rush. Thank you.
It's not a problem. I will do that. Matter of fact, it's still in my email box. I started to email you, and I said, no, I'm not going to do that until I talk to Miss Jenkins. And I'll talk to her, and as soon as I talk to her, I'll let you know one way or the other. If it's still available, I'll let you know, and if it's not, I'll let you know. Either way. So, but thanks for the info, and yeah, that's one of my New Year's resolutions is to go in and kind of clean up what's on the SwapNet and list a few things that I've still got that haven't been put on there on the webpage yet. And get that done, but I've got to do some checking. Some of this stuff has been around for a long time, and I don't know if it's still available or not, but I'm going to find out and clean that page up. But as soon as I hear from her, I'll let you know something. In the meantime, you have a wonderful day tomorrow, and you take care. 73. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4DOS. Just a few seconds to file my net report here electronically, and then we'll close the net out. Had a grand total of 62 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, should be calling. unless he has to work, then somebody else may be here. But anyway, come back again tomorrow night. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge to Meternet, with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.